Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the care of calves as we move into the fall and early winter. One of the most important things for these small calves is that the hair coat is dried soon after birth. Even at 50 degrees, calves can encounter cold stress. Use of warming boxes and other things are very helpful in doing that. In some cases, we might choose to use calf blankets for a few days. Why is that important? Well, we want this young calf to have a good start, and if they're going to have a good start, we need to try to remove as much stress as we can. Some other things to consider. Obviously, these calves need a dry environment and good bedding so that they, again, are not cold stressed. So as we think about that, the next thing that we really need to think about is the nutrition program. What are you going to be feeding these calves during the liquid feeding program? I know many people choose milk replacer, and that can be an excellent choice. But again, making sure that we're providing enough nutrients through that milk replacer is critical. Secondly, many of our producers are choosing to feed either whole milk or milk from cows during the transition. In other words, the colostrum is fed as the first feeding, but then for the next few milkings, we have transition milk that might be utilized in the calf feeding area. This milk contains a little bit higher percentage fat than what we might find in milk replacer or even in whole milk. Also contains some other nutrients that are also valuable to the calf. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider their care of calves as we move into the fall and early winter.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.